If there is one question that crosses the mind of every single person at one time or another in their lives, it's got to be, why am I here? This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, What on Earth Am I Here For? In these lessons, Rick will help us to discover the one-of-a-kind purpose that God has for each of our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with a message called, I'm Called to Be Sent.
This is the calling of being sent. I'm called to belong. I'm called to be loved, I'm called to become, I'm called to bless, and I'm called to be sent. Now, I want you to write this down on your outline. God's plan for history. If you want to know the purpose of history, here it is. He's gathering a family. God is gathering a family that will love and live with him forever. The Bible makes this very, very clear. And the message was brought to us first by the nation of Israel. God gave this message to the Jews to give to the rest of us. And now we are to pass it on to others. That God's plan for history is that he's gathering a family that will love and live with him forever. If God hadn't wanted a family, he wouldn't have created the universe. He wouldn't have created the human race. He wouldn't have created you and me. The Bible says this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Look up here on the screen. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family. This is God. To adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. All of us are created by God. All of us are loved by God. But not everybody is a child of God. You got to choose to be in the family. In fact, there's only two ways to get into a family. Be born into it or be adopted into it. And the Bible uses both of these metaphors, spiritual rebirth and adoption, as what it means to get into God's family. Now, for that to happen, God's whole purpose in creating the universe is to gather a group of people who choose willingly to love him. And God gives me a free choice to love or reject him, and God says, you ought to give everybody else the free choice to love or reject him. It's not faith if it's forced. So we don't believe in coercion. We believe in persuasion. We believe may the best idea win, but we don't believe in coercion because God says, I created you to love me, and it's not love unless I can choose to not love him. But those who choose to love him become a part of God's family. Now, once God's family is gathered together, we go into phase two, which is after earth, which is after life. It's in eternity, where the real life begins. This is the preschool. This is the warm-up act. This is the dress rehearsal. This is the first lap around before the real race begins. The real race, the real life is eternity. Now, for God to gather his family, somebody has to pass on the good news. And here's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 to 15. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's a promise. But, he says, how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard of him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how can anyone go and tell them without being sent? Circle the word sent. This is the fifth calling of your life. You are called to be sent. This is what the scripture means when they say, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Now, what this verse means is this. My fifth purpose in life, my fifth calling in life is this. I'm sent to bring others into God's family. I'm sent to bring others in God's family. The moment I step across the line spiritually, God wants me to share the good news with others. You know, if I had the cure for AIDS and I kept it a secret and I didn't tell anybody, that would be criminal. In fact, they ought to put me in prison. If I had that good news and didn't tell people, I should be incarcerated. If I had the cure for cancer and I didn't tell anybody about it, that would be criminal. But God has given us an even greater message, how to have our past forgiven, how to have a purpose for living, how to have a home in heaven. And to not share that would be criminal. So my fifth purpose and calling in life is I'm sent to bring others into God's family.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says that it's vitally important for children to understand that they are not an accident, and that even before the universe was created, God had a plan and a purpose for each one of them in mind. This is the reason he created the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This special resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick Warren's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, little ones will thrive on the wisdom that has helped millions of readers throughout the world. We'll send the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Make sure you get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, and nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood. They will be blessed by this amazing resource. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now, and I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
Pastor Rick says, God created you for a purpose, and he has a mission for your life. In fact, God gave you unique talents and experiences so that you can help other people. If you want to learn how to share the hope of Jesus while tackling some of the biggest needs in today's society, join Pastor Rick at the very first Made for Mission Conference. The conference will be held on October 1st through 3rd at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. At this conference, Pastor Rick will help you figure out what God shaped you to do and show you how to do it. Whether it's helping vulnerable children find families, promoting reconciliation, or tackling poverty, we'll give you the tools you need to change your community and your world. This is not just an inspirational conference. You'll walk away with real skills to start making an impact. For more information and to register, visit madeformission.church. Again, that's madeformission.church.
Once again, here's Rick.
God made peace between us and himself through Jesus. Then God gave us the work of bringing others into peace with him. So God's not mad at you. You can be at peace with him. Now, this is God's eternal peace plan. The Bible calls it the ministry of reconciliation. One day, Jesus is walking down the street, and a guy comes up to him and says, Lord, what's the most important verse in the Bible? And Jesus said, I can summarize the whole Bible in two sentences. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. This is the ministry of reconciliation. This is what we call the peace plan. Make peace with God and then make peace with others and bring the peace of God into their lives. Now, this peace plan of God's eternal peace plan will only happen if you fulfill your fifth calling. The Bible says it like this, John chapter 20, verse 21. In fact, let's read this verse aloud together. Let's read it aloud with great enthusiasm. Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Now, this is your fifth calling. I'm called to be loved. I'm called to belong. I'm called to become. I'm called to bless. And I'm called to be sent. Now, you guys, we live by this verse. Jesus says, as I've been sent, I am sending you. We don't just believe this verse. We practice it. We live it. We do it. And this is the one calling that most people want to shy away from. I can imagine some people get in heaven and God says, okay, let's go through the purposes I created you for, the reasons you exist. Let's go through the callings I gave in your life. Did you let me love you? You were called to be loved. Yes, got that one. Bingo. You're called to belong. Got that one. I did that. You're called to become. Got that. Did that. You're called to bless others. Got that. You're called to be sent and pass it on to others. Wrong answer. I didn't do that one. And God's going to say, and what were you thinking? You think I put you on earth to live for yourself? Once you have the good news, don't you pass it on to others? Jesus said it like this in John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go. Circle the word to go. I've appointed you to go. Part of your appointment, part of your mission in life, your life mission is to go. You are to be sent and you are to go. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Now, fruit is a metaphor for a successful life, a fulfilling life, a productive life, a fruitful life. And Jesus said, I want you to bear fruit in your life that will last. That will last. Now let me be honest with you. Most of what you do in life isn't going to last. Most of what I do in life isn't going to last. And Jesus said, I want you to do something with your life that lasts. Now, there are only two things that are going to last forever, truth and people. Truth and people. So if you invest your life in truth and in people, then you're investing your life in things that last. Now, Jesus didn't just say, do this. He actually gave us a model. And when you study the ministry of Jesus, you find that Jesus did five things with his life. And they're the five same things that God wants you to do to fulfill this calling. First, he planted a church. He said, I will build my church. And it was a special kind of church. It was a church that promoted reconciliation with God and with other people. That's the first thing he did. Second thing Jesus did is he equipped servant leaders. Now follow me on this. Jesus loved everybody, but he fed the 5,000, but he trained the 70, but he discipled 12, and he mentored 3. He equipped servant leaders, and that's part of life. And the third thing that Jesus did is he assisted the poor. Jesus, in his very first sermon, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. It was the number one agenda. So Jesus planted churches, he equipped leaders, he assisted the poor, cared for the sick, he educated the next generation. He said, let the little children come to me. They are the kingdom of God. If you want to care about the kingdom of God, you got to care about the next generation. Now, here's the amazing thing. Jesus' peace plan is the antidote to the five biggest problems on this planet. So what does God want you to do? Well, look at this verse up here on the screen. The Bible says this in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. The most important thing, he's talking about in my entire life, the most important thing with my life is that I complete my mission. God has a mission for your life. God has a life message he wants to say to the world through you, and God has a life mission for your life. The most important thing that I is my complete my mission. And what is it? The work that the Lord Jesus gave me. What is it? To tell people the good news about God's grace. How do I do that? Can you write quick? Let me give you four things. Let's wrap it up with this. Four things. Number one, pray. I pray that people will say yes to God. I pray that people will say yes to God and accept their life mission and their life message. And that's the first thing you do. Second thing you do is you can give. Give to help others go. The Bible says this in 3 John chapter 1, verse 8. We must support believers. Let me talk about financial support. We must support believers who go on trips like this so we can work together with them in spreading the truth. And then Matthew 10, verse 8 says this, "Freely have you received, freely give." So God says, I've been generous with you. You should be generous and help get the word out. I can pray, I can give. Number three, step out. I could step out in faith. And what does that mean? Volunteer. God's army, God's mission is 100% volunteer. It's no conscription. There's no draft. You got to volunteer. You got to say, Lord, I'm in. I'm willing. I'm able. Do you know why God uses me? Because I volunteered. In fact, I volunteer every day of my life. So God, I wake up in the morning, and before my feet hit the ground, I say, Lord, I know you're going to do some really cool things in the world today. Would you give me the privilege of us being in on some of them? And the train's moving. I just want to get on his train. I want to get in. I don't get up and say, God, bless what I'm doing. I get up in the morning and say, God, help me to do what you're blessing. I know you're going to bless a bunch of things in the world today. Would you let me get in on some of it? I want to get in on some. It's not God working on my plan. I'm working on his plan. I don't say, God, bless my plans. I say, God, what do you plan to do today? Can I be in on some of it? I step out in faith, like Isaiah did, the great prophet in the Old Testament. Isaiah 6:8, Isaiah says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send?" There's that word, called to be sent. Who will I send, and who will go for us? And I said to the Lord, "Here am I, Lord, send me, send me." So I pray that people say yes to God. I give so others can go. I step out in faith myself. And number four, this is real important. Go where I can now. You go where I can now. That's personal peace. That's local peace. And help another. We live in a county that is filled with needs all around us. Once there was a guy who was just really struggling with some personal demons in his life. And Jesus helped him get his head on right and helped him get his act together. And he wanted to follow Jesus on to the next town. And Jesus told him no. Look at this verse, Luke 8, verse 39. Jesus said, "You go back home." He said, "I want you to go back home and tell people how much God has done for you." So the man went all over town telling how much Jesus had done for him. Some of the things I think what God will say to you is you need to go back home. You need to tell people on your campus if you're in school, or in your business if you're in a business, or in your neighborhood if you live in a neighborhood. Tell the people around you. Tell them the good news. Now, the last verse on your outline, that's a misprint. I want you to scratch it out. It's actually 2 Timothy 4:5. It's not 2:10, it's 4:5. So we're not on the 2:10 freeway, we're on the 4:05 freeway, okay? 2 Timothy 4:5 says this, "Work at bringing others to Christ." Why? Because they'll experience his love, they'll experience his forgiveness, they'll experience his peace, they'll experience his purpose. All of these things that God offers to us. Work at bringing, by the way, this is our memory verse. You know, each week, we're memorizing one verse from the Bible. And this week, I thought it'd be really nice and light on you and give you a word, a sentence that's only so short, anybody can memorize it. So when you memorize a Bible verse, you say the reference, where you find it in the Bible, at the beginning, at the end. So let's say this aloud together, okay? 2 Timothy 4:5, "Work at bringing others to Christ." 2 Timothy 4:5. By the way, what is 2 Timothy 4:5? Yeah, and by the way, where does it say work at bringing others to Christ in the Bible? Very good, class. All right, let me close with just a couple practical things. How do I help share the good news? That God isn't mad at us. That God loves us. God wants a relationship. Jesus didn't come to give us religion. He said, "I've come that you might have life and have it to abundance." And you know what? Most people aren't really living. They're just existing. They're just existing. They get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, go to a party on weekend, think, "Man, I'm living." No, you're not living. You're existing. Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life." Not religion, life, a relationship. Let me close with a prayer. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, what we've talked about this weekend is really the subject dearest to your own heart. You want people in your family You know everything about us, and you want us to know you. It's the reason you created the universe. It's the reason you sent your son to die for us. It's the reason you have never made anybody that you don't love. You've never made anybody you didn't have a plan and purpose for their life. So I pray two things. First, that you would keep us from being distracted in things in our life that really don't matter. That we wouldn't waste our lives on stuff that isn't going to last. And second, give us the faith and give us the courage to pray the most dangerous prayer in the world. Use me. Now you talk to God. You know, it really doesn't matter what you say. Just say, hey, God. And what matters is being honest. If you don't even know if there is a God, say, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And over time, he will. God never turns down a genuine seeker. So just say, dear God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. I want to know you. And if you love me, I want to learn to love you back. And I want to take the first step, the step of openness. And I pray this in sincerity as best I know how. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that they are not an accident, and that even before the universe was created, God had a plan and a purpose for each of them in mind. This is the reason he created the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This special resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick Warren's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to daily challenges kids face. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, little ones will thrive on the wisdom that has helped millions of readers throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Make sure you get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love to end our broadcast by reading letters from people like you. Here's one from Melissa, who lives in Columbia. Pastor Rick, I just want to say thanks to you and thanks to God for helping me understand the Bible and for helping bring so many souls to Jesus Christ. I've been blessed because you put your messages online for free. And because of that free ministry, I have access to the truth. I cannot thank you enough. She says, I want to help, and I want to give what God commands to give me to give so that his message can reach the entire world. Thank you, Melissa from Columbia. Well, Melissa, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for your financial gift, and thank you for caring about people who haven't heard the good news. You see, when we work together, we're able to do things we cannot do on our own. Together, we reach people that would never be reached any other way. And when you get to heaven, we're going to celebrate all the souls that have come to know Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, and thank you for praying. And I want to say the same thing to all of the rest of you who are doing that too. God bless you, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.